And that was Vasil Popadjouk of Ottawa, Ontario, opening our program with a tune that sounds suspiciously like the big band classic Big Wind Blew In from Winnetka. But that tune is called Cloud on his self-titled CD, Vasil Popadjouk. And incidentally, Vasil will be one of the headline artists at the Vigorville Pisanka Festival on the July-long weekend in Vigorville, Alberta. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Макварі, your host, по-українське in Ukrainian, that's of course Павліна, and I am delighted to have you with me this hour. Whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, online, or in flight, or to the podcast, welcome. Вітаю. We have a great program lined up for you. On Cultural Capsule, Vasil Pavlovsky will profile a controversial Ukrainian political figure from the early 20th century, and that is Simon Petlura. On Ukrainian Christian Heritage, Father Ihor Kutash of Montreal will profile a Ukrainian saint. And we'll have Vancouver's Sylvia Pidraziak-Molnar joining us on Ukrainian Food Flair with a yummy recipe for chicken in dill sauce. As well, an interview with Alicia Gruntovich of the Vigorville Pisanka Festival, which, as I mentioned earlier, is coming up in a few short weeks. And as usual, our proverb of the week, Ukrainian cultural items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a Ukrainian artist by the name of Oksana Mucha, and from a CD she just released called Reshato, and the song is Chlopci Rybolovci, a song about fishermen.
Козацького роду, а там хлопці риболовці, хлопці козацького роду. Стояла край берега.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Він дивився в очі сині, тихо спершись на соснині, і слова ніжні любовні до неї промовляв у цулку. Ксеню, я тобі на треміті, лиш одні в цілім світі. Розкажу про любов, душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає по гарячому жар. Вже пройшло гаряче літо, гусу іншу любив скрито, а гуцуку чорнобриву останню ніч прощав. В черемоші грали хвилі, сумували очі сині, тільки вітер на соснині сумно пісню вигравав. Гуцуку ценю, я тобі на треміті, лиш одні в цілім світі. Розкажу про любов, страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає по гарячому жар. Любов, душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає по гарячому жар.
And that wonderful husky voice belongs to Canadian Idol star Teresa Sakirka of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and that is from her recently released album called Ukrainian Roots and Hutsulka Ksenia. And before the break, you heard from Winnipeg's Zrada and Dajte Meni Horilku, Give Me Whiskey. And coming up next from Toronto, a quartet of gorgeous girls originally from the Lemko region that's bordering Poland and Ukraine, now living in Toronto, and they call themselves a group called Pito Blachkom, and that means under the window. And here they are now with Zahrajte Mehushli, Violin Play For Me.
Пане, ти мене, циганочко моя, морганочко моя, циганочко чорняве, чи любиш ти мене, циганочко моя, морганочко моя, циганочко чорняве, чи любиш ти мене.
Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar, tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello! Dill is an old-time favorite in the Ukrainian kitchen. It's always a treat to have a one-dish winner, as it sure makes things easier on those busy days. I have a great winner recipe for chicken and dill sauce, along with a variation. Dill's soft taste marries well with sweet or sour cream. You'll need the following: one frying chicken cut into serving pieces, half a cup flour, 2 teaspoons salt, 1/2 teaspoon ground pepper, 4 tablespoons oil or butter, or a mix of both for frying, 1 cup water or chicken broth, 1 small onion, finely chopped, 1 clove garlic, minced, 1 tablespoon fresh dill, 1 cup whipping cream, 2 tablespoons flour. Mix the flour, salt, and pepper, and coat chicken pieces. Brown the chicken slowly in oil or butter or a mix of both. Add the onion and garlic to the chicken and sauté for 2 minutes. Add water or broth and cook over low heat, covered, for 40 minutes, stirring occasionally. Blend flour with cream, add dill, and mix into the chicken. Heat to cook the flour about 5 minutes, but do not boil. Serve with rice, noodles, or potatoes. This serves 4. And for a variation, use sour cream instead of sweet cream, and add 1 cup of peas towards the end and cook another 10 minutes. Treat your taste buds. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. And from Edmonton, Alberta, that was the Cubasonics from their fourth CD called Play and a song called Pay, Pay, Pay. And that does not mean pay as in with money for services rendered or anything like that. That means drink, because the word is derived from pete in Ukrainian, which means to drink. And pay is the, what's the grammatical term? Imperative. That's what it is. It's the imperative saying drink. So, again, the Cubasonics with Pay, Pay, Pay.
It's the 38th annual Ukrainian Pesenka Festival in Beggarville, Alberta, July 1st to 3rd. Enjoy traditional bread baking, folk art display, the sights and sounds of Yarmarok, Putt for Cancer, mini kids activities, and three grandstand shows featuring Vasil Papadyuk. Evenings of Bavas, workshops with Jeff Nortonson and the team from So You Think You Can Dance Canada, Ivana Kupala, Chaika and Violin Workshop, and so much more. Children 12 and under are free, so bring the entire family to Ukrainian Pesenka Festival in partnership with Travel Alberta. For more information, visit PesenkaFestival.com or call 780-632-2777.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. When I look back at individuals at the beginning of the last century, I'm often amazed at the lives they led and the positions they held. And it is no different with today's persona. He was born on May 22, 1879, on the outskirts of the city of Poltava. He received his primary education in a local parochial school and then went on to study at the Poltava Theological Seminary from 1895 through 1901. In 1900, he became a member of the Ukrainian Revolutionary Party. His political leanings, along with inviting composer Mykola Lysenko to the seminary in Poltava, ended in his expulsion. In 1902, he relocated to Lviv, where he worked as an editor in the Literary Academic Herald. Under threat of arrest in 1902, he left Lviv for the Kubань, where he worked as a teacher and an archivist, putting order to close to 200,000 documents of the Kubань Cossacks. In 1904, he returned to Lviv, where at the university he studied in the faculty headed by Mikhailo Hrushevsky. From 1906 through 1908, he held editorial positions at Vilna Ukraina, Free Ukraine in St. Petersburg, Slovo, The Word, an official publication of the Social Democrats. In fact, publishing in the Ukrainian language was forbidden in Ukraine due to the Decree of Ems. It was much easier for Petlura to do so in St. Petersburg. In 1910, he married Olya Bilska. In March of 1917, Simon Petlura became a member of the Central Council and head of the General War Committee, but in December of that year, he resigned, either because he opposed the peace settlement with Germany or in protest to the head of the council, Vladimir Vinichenko's pro-Bolshevik stance. It was a very tumultuous period, and with the decision to return the hegemonate as a form of rule in Ukraine in April of 1918, Petlura was arrested. In November of that year, there was an uprising against the hegemonate, and Petlura was freed and made part of the Directorate of the Ukrainian National Republic as head of the armed forces. Eventually, as many emigrated to the West, Petlura was left to lead the UNR, though he too was soon a leader in exile. From 1920 through 1923, he was in Poland, and then through the help of the Poles, relocated to Austria, Hungary, Switzerland, and finally settled in Paris in 1924, where he edited the Ukrainian emigre paper, Trezu. In the middle of the day, on May 25, 1926, on Racine Street, not far from Boulevard Saint-Michel in Paris, Petlura was approached by a Sholom Schwarzbach, who asked him in Ukrainian if he was Petlura. Petlura said nothing but lifted his cane and was shot 5 times and then twice more as he lay on the ground. I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Simon Petlura, second head of the Directorate of the Ukrainian National Republic.
Збирався навесні піти у світ незнаними шляхами, сорочку мати вишила мені,
червоними і чорними, червоними і чорними нитками. Два кольори мої, два кольори, оба на полотні в душі моїй, оба. Два кольори мої, два кольори, червоне та любов, а чорне. Мами на життя щасливі, сумні мої, щасливі і сумні мої дороги. Два кольори мої, два кольори, оба на полотні в душі мої, оба. Два кольори Чорна то журба, мені минула в очі сивина, та я нічого не везу додому, лиш згорташок старого полотна. Моє життя, і вишите моє життя на ньому. Два кольори мої, два кольори, оба на полотні в душі мої, оба. Два кольори мої, два кольори,
a song entitled Dva Kolore, Two Colors, performed by the late Michael Minsky, international opera star and soloist with the Don Cosa Choir, also soloist with the Capella Banduristo imena Tarasa Shevchenko from Detroit, the Ukrainian Bandurist Chorus. And this is from a CD, a two-album CD called Bandura, Michael Minsky, Songs of a Don Cossack. And if you didn't catch last Sunday's interview with the widow of Michael Minsky, Irena Yakoba is on a mission to restore all of the prolific works of this incredible star. And if you can help her out, please visit the Nash Hollis blog, read up on what she's doing. And if you can, if you can help her out, do get in touch, because this is a great treasure to restore. Up next is another treasure from Ukraine, Pikra Diska Tertsia, and from their second anthology CD. Here they are now with Dube, Dube, O Oak Tree.
Dube, Dube, Zeleny, Dube, 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 Zeleny, Kto ж тебе буде робацьке дуду? Маршировать, дубе,
Лучка, лучка зелена, вінко, вінко червоне, вінко, вінко червоне, хто ж тя буде вінко пити, кей я буду землі нити, вінко, вінко
summer is just around the corner officially anyways, and that means it is festival time coming up very soon. And one of the biggest festivals, most well known on the Ukrainian Canadian scene, is of course the Vegreville Pissinka Festival, which takes place on the July long weekend in Vegreville, Alberta. Recently I spoke with festival coordinator Alicia Gruntovich to get some of the details about the Vegreville Pissinka Festival this year to share with Nash Holos listeners.
Welcome, Alicia. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Now, how long has the Vegreville Pissinka Festival been going on?
Vegreville Pissinka Festival has been going on for 38 years now, and is going very strong, exhibiting, of course, the best in Ukrainian culture and heritage that we have to offer. So we are looking from year to year to grow more and more, so this is definitely another yet exciting year for us.
Now, how did the festival come into being 38 years ago?
Basically, we have had a group of volunteers, local volunteers, who have endeavored to begin the festival just to share in the love of the music and culture with people in the surrounding area. And over the years, it has become the largest in the Western Canada to show a display of or showcase display of Ukrainian culture. So it is definitely going strong, and we have some of the original members who have commenced the festival still on our board. So we're definitely pleased and gracious for their all number of years of volunteering.
Right, that's great continuity. So then what goes on at the festival? You said you share music and Ukrainian culture with the population at large. What are some of the things that people can find at the Vegreville Pissinka Festival?
Well, Vegreville Pissinka Festival is a three-day event, first of all. It is an event geared towards families of kids of all ages, of course, and to our seniors as well. We have basically everything from grandstand presentation with some of the Ukrainian great artists like Vasil Popadyuk, Yunis Quartet from Ukraine, Tenor Power, Vohon, and Oksana Muha. Then we have, of course, our well-known zabavas, which are in the evening in the beer gardens, taking place on Friday and Saturday. We have numerous workshops for kids of all ages with well-known team from So You Think You Can Dance Canada with Jeff Mortensen, Natalie Heath, and Kristen Wickland. We have also workshops from Ivana Kupala, and that's a Midsummer Dream Celebration of beauty that is recreated and presented on July the 1st. You know, we have RVing spots that are available. You can come and spend the whole entire weekend here visiting the pioneer demonstrations, from bread baking to rope making to flour mill. And, of course, spend some quality time in the Yarmarok, you know, where the hustle and bustle and wonderful tapestry and artistry and goodies are displayed for your pleasure. Everything for the children is geared towards it being interactive this year as well. So you have many possibilities for visiting the Thistle Farm, the petting zoo. We have our local Ronald McDonald sponsoring the magic show for the children. We have our online coloring contest where the children win a wonderful medal for their participation and sharing what makes them proud to be Ukrainian. Including in all of this weekend, of course, is a pancake breakfast, which raises funds for the Cancer Society and for Stollery Foundation for Stollery Hospital in Edmonton. And of course, we have Putting for Cancer going on, volleyball games, CFCW on location, and it's just jam-packed weekend of festivities. It's so hard to list. It's easier just to visit the website, and you can definitely read all about it.
That's great.
Yeah.
What is the website address, Alicia?
www.pisankafestival.com.
Okay, it's PYSANKAfestival.com.
You bet.
Now, you mentioned that you have RV spots for out-of-towners who come to visit. Mm-hmm. So you have lots of room there for people who have RVs?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. We have friends coming from near and far, and you can go online through under admissions and scroll down. The registration for your RVs is available on the website, and so you proceed to pay online. We reserve your spot, and you show up at the office on July the 1st, pick up your spot, and you are here parked for the 3 days.
That's great. What's the cost for that, Alicia?
Well, it ranges depending on the power amperage. It could be anywhere from $15 to $20 per night.
Oh, wow.
It's quite affordable, and it's large, spacious grounds, you know, for your RVs. So it's a fantastic opportunity because as an RV spot, you are situated amongst the hustle and bustle, so you really get the full atmosphere of the festival.
You probably don't want to plan to sleep too much if you're doing that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we are definitely looking to entertain you for the whole weekend, yes. So
what about those who don't have RVs? Is there accommodation in the area?
Yes, there are a number of hotels and motels available. And you can also check up the website. It would have details of the accommodations under facts, questions, and comments. The tab where you will find the information and all the details where to call to make your reservations. You bet.
Okay. Now, what is the setting? Vegreville is, about an hour from Edmonton or so?
Yes, Vegreville is about an hour and a half east of Edmonton on Highway 16. It's an easy drive as the Highway 16 splits into a Highway 16A, and all you have to do to find the festival is to follow the Highway 16A through the town, and it'll take you right to the grounds, to the east gate, so it's very easy to find. Indeed, Vegreville itself is known, of course, for its largest pisanka, which is at the park here just down the road from us, and so it is embedded. You breathe and feel the atmosphere everywhere you go during the festival. How alive the town becomes! What a great opportunity it is to be take part in all that now.
So tell us again when and where when it is, the dates and the times, and a bit about the admission.
Okay, so the Pisanka Festival 38th Annual begins on July the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The gate admission is $8 for an adult. Children 12 and under are free. You can purchase your day passes at $15, which admits you then through the gate and into the grandstand, or you can proceed to go online and pay for all of that and buy yourself an all-inclusive passport pass for the weekend, which is at $50 for an adult. All the information, details, and your booking reservations you can make through our website, or you can just call the office at 780 832-2777, and one of us would be more than happy to set you up for a fantastic weekend.
Okay, what are the hours that the gates are open?
The gates are open from 9 till 9. Yarmarok hours would be from 10 till 7 on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday it's from 11 till 5. So you have ample amount of time to enjoy and visit with people and basically take in all of the festivities that are going around.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a fabulous time, Alicia. Thank you so much for telling us all about this year's Vigorville Ukrainian Pesenka Festival. Best of luck with organizing, and I'm sure you'll have a fabulous turnout, and I hope to see you there. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. We look forward to seeing you here as well.
Thanks, Alicia.
Thanks.
And I was speaking via Skype with Alicia Gruntovich, who is the festival coordinator for the Vigorville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Vigorville, Alberta. For more details, again, that website is www.pesenkafestival.com. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new Sanjen ATS 909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ATS909X at gmail.com. Again, that's ATS909X at gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!
Ой, Марічко, чичері, 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 розчишими кучері, 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 розчишими кучері, кучері, кучері.
Я би тобі чесала, чесала, чесала,
коби мати не знала, не знала, не знала, коби мати не знала, не знала, не знала.
Мати буде дивитися, будешся дивити,
я ся буду ганьбити, будуся ганьбити, я ся буду ганьбити, будуся ганьбити.
Марічко, люблю тя, люблю тя.
Заріж мені когуття, когуття, когуття. Заріж мені когуття, когуття, когуття.
Ой, Марічко, чичері, чичері, чичері.
Розчиши ми кучері, кучері, кучері. Розчиши ми кучері, кучері, кучері.
And from a very well-worn album here on Nash Holos, that was Anatoly Rudenko and the folklore band Kyiv with Oy Marichko Chicheri. And that CD came to us courtesy Myrna Erichuk of Soloway Travel on her return from one of her many guided tours that she gives to Ukraine. And by the way, if you are in the market for a tour to Ukraine, definitely go with Soloway Travel. And Myrna, if you can catch one of the tours that she guides, absolutely knowledgeable, and it'll be a wonderful time. Up next is a group from closer to home, from Winnipeg, another really prolific group called the Ukrainian Old Timers, from their CD, their 11th volume, and a rather wild and crazy one called Ukrainian Hillbilly Music. This is an adaptation, a Ukrainianized version of a Hank Snow tune from back in the 1960s. And if you're good at geography, you'll enjoy the list of the many place names where you'll find Ukrainians in North America, mostly Canada, the prairies, but some pretty interesting spots around the continent. See if you can pick them up. Here they are now, the Ukrainian Old Timers with Я вже сюдебу.
Возив я кубусу від Вегервіл до Дафену, і здебо якийсь Іван, хто трохи переверну, як ідеш там до Дафені, прошу зі мною їхати. Як сів собі, він зачав мене питати. чи я вию таку дорогу, хто ти є і де ти був. А я сказав, слухай, слоню, я тобі зараз скажу, де я був.
Я вже сюди був, чоловіче, я вже сюди був. Прирі, переїхав я, море, переїхав я, море, переїхав я вже сюди був.
Rose, Awadena, Wasetna, Wellington, Chicago, Toronto, Winnipeg, Glendon, Ville, Nevada, Ottawa, Inwood, Arburg, Hamilton, Devon, Fraserwood, Freesville, Bonneville, Beckerville, Foam Lake, Smoky Lake, Clear Lake, Show Lake, Repeat Sake,
Yao Je Suit the Boo, Chola Beach, Yao Je Suit the Boo. Pretty, pretty, Yiko, Ya, More, Pretty, Yiko, Ya, More, Pretty, Yiko, Ya, Yao Je Suit the Boo.
Sifton, Penticton, Thorhill, Stony Plain, Vernon, Victoria, Vancouver, Gilbert Plains, Valley River, Swan River, Wynyard, Westbox, Selkirk, Cofield, Poppetfield, Matlock, Ethelbert, Fitzalbert, Camrose, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Gimli, what a pity,
yeah, je suis the boo, Chalavija, yeah, je suis the boo. Pretty, pretty, yiko, ya, what a pity, yiko, ya, what a pity, yiko, ya, yeah, je suis the boo.
Dolphin, Itunes, Econora, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Sardo, Camarno, Gardenton, Britain, Toulon, Yorktown, Rosetown, Kamsack, Regina, Kelowna, Sundown, Rossburn, Oakburn, Stewartburn, Hartford, Swan Hills, Two Hills, Terry Hill, Adlinville,
yeah, je suis the boo, Chalavici, yeah, je suis the boo. Pretty, pretty, yiko, ya, more, pretty, yiko, ya, more, pretty, yiko, ya,
da te boo, I shot te vejo.
Strati boo, him no vejo.
For the very best in Ukrainian cultural programming online and on the air, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver and streaming online at am1320.com. And the international edition airs weekends on shortwave AM and FM radio in over 28 countries on PCJ Radio and streams online at www.pcjmedia.com. You can get the podcast for the Vancouver broadcast at www.nashholos.com and for the international edition on the Nash Holos page at the PCJ Media website. Both editions are available on iTunes and do follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Нежами вже скінчила нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. В супружньому житті тоді згода буває, коли одне другого не тільки розуміє, але і співчуває. And our proverb of the week translates as, in married life, harmony's parents are understanding and sympathy. Well, our time is about up, so to take us to the end of our program, Tommy Buick from Manitoba and the Farmer's Polka. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.